You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When it comes to safety, most parents make sure their kids know not to talk to strangers, don't get in a stranger's car, look both ways before crossing the street. But how often do we talk to them about body autonomy and the boundaries they can put around their own bodies? The Centers for Disease Control estimates that approximately 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will be sexually abused before the age of 18. So teaching our kids about body safety is critical. Officer Shannon Garza and Officer Ray Ellis are school resource officers in the West Ada School District. Last year, they designed a class for kids about body autonomy, and they're joining me live in studio to talk more about this and why this topic is so important. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
I would like to start to talk just about what you mean when we use the term body autonomy.
So the way I define body autonomy for my students is it's really simple. It's just this idea that your body is yours and belongs to nobody else. So with that comes this idea that without consent, nobody can do anything to you or with you.
So then how did you come up with this idea that not only did we need to be talking about this, but putting a class together on this?
That began in 2014. I did a lot of contact with students on sexting. And I was interviewing this young lady after we had gotten involved with a sexting issue. And I just said to her simply, I said, you know, you don't have to do this. And she looked at me and she started crying. And she said, how do I say no? And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, you don't know what it's like. There's so much pressure to just do this. And I said, well, sweetheart, I said, it's about protecting your virtue, your honor. And she goes, what's that? And long story short, she said, if I come to your office, will you teach me about virtue? And I said, absolutely. And so I began to talk to the school counselors about developing a program that we could fill that void in the school population. And so I started writing the program, and the head counselor there was writing, but she was a professor at Boise State, and she got busy and wasn't able to finish her part. So a year later, Shannon approaches me and says, I've seen a problem in the school, Ray. And I go, what? And she goes, and she tells me, I go, oh, I've been waiting for you. And so together we sat and rewrote the program, and we came up with this, what we have now, the body autonomy, with the gender separate class, so we could talk to these issues without the embarrassment and things that go along at that age.
So. Mm-hmm. So here's what's interesting to me is where all of a sudden did this become okay when we talk about sexting and things like that? Because I know I'm older than these high school kids. we didn't have cell phones back in the day.
Thank God.
Right? But things really are different now.
Yes, yes.
They're a lot more complicated than they used to be. And one of the examples I give in my class is, you know, I define what battery is per Idaho code. I talk about the fact that it's illegal, but I say the bigger issue is that we accept it. Mm-hmm. And so I explain to the kids, you know, imagine you're walking down the hall, and I teach the girls specifically. I say, you're walking down the hall and somebody grabs your butt, and I get instantly like furrowed brows and hands raised, and that happens all the time, and that happens to me. And I go, well, why is it okay then? Because if you ask them universally, they're going to tell you nothing happens. Like, we tell teachers and we tell staff, and it's not the staff's fault, but a lot of the response that comes back to them, even from their peers, is, well, that's just what guys do. Like, boys will be boys. So I think that has spread now to, well, boys will be boys, right? They're going to ask you for nude pictures. They're going to push those boundaries even more because now the technology has expanded so that we have more things that we can push for.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we talk, when I talk to my kids and I talk to their parents, I'll tell them, our kids are growing up in what I refer to as a pornographic culture. I mean, sex is portrayed without consequence in almost every medium you can think of, whether it's television, music, books, magazines. And so our kids are emulating that behavior. And on the beginning, I would have a young man or young lady that I took in this situation. I caught him in a sexting situation. And I'd ask him a question. Do you really think a young lady wants you to treat her that way? And he'd look at me like, I don't know. Because they're just playing a script.
Because it's just part of the culture that they're growing up in.
They're playing a script. And it's like, okay, let's go back and discover why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And why do you think it's okay? And so we began to develop the program to address those issues. Mm-hmm. Again, with the guys, just talking to them about the nature, the aggressive nature of the male person sometimes, that you want to try to prove yourself. I said, but without those guidelines, what we wind up doing is trying to prove ourselves predominantly either what I call aggressive sexuality or violence. And so we do that through sports or through other things where we can prove ourselves dominant, or by proving how many girls I can get get with sexually. Mm-hmm. And so we address those issues and then mm-hmm. back from there to try to find, okay, what is really happening? What is what really should be happening? And we've developed a program in contrast to cultures around the world and throughout history and say, okay, what did we do to make young boys turn into men as opposed to just getting older?
And, you know, that is so interesting. And as people know, if they listen to the show, I have two boys, so I'm raising boys. I also wonder within this class then, because you talk to them like this, is there a space for them to also know that you can be sensitive? You can, you know, it's okay for boys to have those stereotypically girl feelings and emotions that we place on girls. And that, you know, because boys need to know.
Yes, we call that the empathy link.
Yes, they need to know that that's okay.
We talk to them about the fact that this is what it means to be a man as opposed to being a boy. When you're a little kid, it's all about me, me, mine, mine. And one of the foundations of the male aspect of this presentation is the fact that you have a responsibility to society. And in that, we give them the three basic levels of society, the first being the family, second being whatever school population they're part of, and thirdly being the generation, the population around them, that in all of these aspects, you have a responsibility to other people and to yourself in the context of society.
I'm speaking with school resource officers Shannon Garza and Ray Ellis. We're talking about a class that they teach, body autonomy. And Shannon, have you seen, you've so far taught about 1,000 students, correct?
Yes, the exact number now is 1,081 students that we've reached.
And have you seen behavior and cultural changes?
We have. In contrast to what Ray teaches, I teach the girls a lot about boundaries. So we talk about value. We talk about self-worth. We talk about how they have a lot of power, because I think a lot of these girls feel disempowered and disenfranchised. They're kind of taught just, you know, sit back, let things happen to you. So we talk about this idea that boundaries are actually really normal. And I tell them truthfully that in my experience as a police officer, many people are really bad at them. They don't know how to set boundaries appropriately. So doing our class and talking to the students we have had students come up to us. We've had girls come up and say, I actually set a boundary. I said mm-hmm. no to this guy that wanted me to send him pictures that were inappropriate. And oh my gosh, I actually did it. Mm-hmm. We've had parents even come up to us and thank us, some in tears, saying, I went home and talked to my son or my daughter about what you said, and we're so excited that they got this information. And I think we even had a teacher last year who was a teacher in a school, went and got their child out of another school and brought them back so they could sit in on the class because they thought it was that valuable.
Wow.
So we have seen some cultural change, and it's not just affecting our kids. We're seeing it affect parents and even the schools, because, you know, when you walk down a hall and you get, hey, you're the one that taught us, you know, that this is not okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. That's information that wasn't there before, and that's not, you know, before, you know, people touching, and a lot of the crimes we see are crimes against persons. So battery, inappropriate touching, things like that. And I'm not getting as many reports of that as I used to.
Right.
So I think that we are having an effect.
What's interesting to me, we had a big conversation on the program last week about consent and mm-hmm. what consent mm-hmm. looks like. And one of the guests on the program, I think, said something very profound where she said, you know, we need to teach enthusiastic consent versus just consent.
Right.
Because when you, Officer Ellis, talked about the story about, well, I sent the pictures. I mean, she consented by sending them, mm-hmm. but was it coerced? And mm-hmm. these are these shades of gray that we need to be talking to our kids about.
And that's why we, mm-hmm. when we talk to the kids, is we first establish the fact that you have a responsibility to society. You're not just a taker. You have a responsibility, and that's a progressive responsibility. As you become more mature, that responsibility blossoms. And then we talk about, at the end, the idea that as this now, the becoming this man, that you have to set those boundaries, not only for yourself. It's not about me just protecting me, but I have to set boundaries for the people in my society. So one of the questions I'll ask the young men is, are the ladies in your house safe? Are they safe from you? Or are they subject to your anger and your wrath or temper tantrums when you don't get your way? Are the girls at school, are they safe from you? When they see you coming down the hall, do they feel safer or do they feel threatened? These are things that we try to get them to think about, because if they're not part of the problem, part of the solution, then they become by mm-hmm. default part of the problem. If they're allowing it to happen, if they're watching their buddies do it and they're not doing anything or saying anything about it, then by default they become part of the problem. So we have to tell them that, no, part of being this man personality is to step up and say, hey, that's wrong behavior. And what we have noticed in the class, we'll start off and the guys will be like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Here's Officer Ellis.
You can't see me, but I'm showing you what they look like when they sit down. And then about 10 minutes into the presentation, they're all leaning forward. And they're like, I want that. Because they recognize it. And they see it. And we'll talk about the sexting or pornography use. And you see them start to make the connection that, oh, when I do this, this touches a person. It's not just a girl. It's not just a picture, but it's a person behind that. And for them to own that and begin to see the responsibility they take for it, that's when we know we're starting to move forward.
It sounds like you're empowering both genders.
Exactly.
We are. And I think we go a little bit, we make it a little bit more obvious for the girls because I think it's harder for them. And one of the pieces that we touch on in my presentation is assertiveness is challenging for women. Mm-hmm. So I bring in real world examples like I'm a police officer. Officer Ellis and I, we wear the same uniform. But if we go to a call together and I've had this happen, I'm going to get a different response sometimes than he's going to. If I say, do this, I might get, well, why? Or, man, you're a mean lady, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas Ray is going to do it, and they're going to be like, yes, sir. Where do you want me to sit? What do you want me to do? So telling the girls, like you mentioned, is it overt? Yeah. For the girls, I say you have to. No means no. Mm-hmm. And that is not being aggressive. That's not you threatening to hurt somebody. That's you saying, nope, this is my boundary. You're not passing that. I'm not going to allow you to, and this is why, because I am more important. I am worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you stomp all over me. So exactly. Kind of the same thing that Ray's talking about in the beginning of class. The girls are like, oh, boy, body autonomy. What are we going to talk about? Anatomy? And I'm like, no, we're going to talk about empowerment. And at the end, I've got, like, them fist pumping. They're walking out the door going, this was awesome, because I don't know that they get that message.
Well, I got to interrupt her for a second.
Go for it.
Just last week, I had two girls report that this young man had been asking him for pictures. And before, even if they had said no, they were just, But this time they're like, no, this is wrong.
Yes.
And that's a direct result of the class they had.
Yes.
And they're like, no, we need to make this stop. So that same level of empowerment, and we're talking about it, maybe using different words, but the lesson's the same, is that you have power and you have authority, but with that comes responsibility.
Yes.
And we tie those two together, and you see that feedback into society.
What a huge thing to be teaching our kids. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests today have been Officer Shannon Garza and Officer Ray Ellis. They are school resource officers teaching body autonomy. Thank you so much for taking this subject on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.